Praise the Lord. And just before we round up and close, in just very few minutes, because our time is up, I've already dropped the thought for today that we should not be guilty of presumptuous sin. And that we use wisdom in applying what we hear. And that we should always apply discernment. Listen, church. That is the first thing I wanted us to note, so that it will be our watchword, watch thought in our Christian journey, in our relationship with one another. Sometimes we begin to just hate somebody wrongly. And so to avoid that, so that you have a free mind towards everybody, whatever you hear, always confirm. And that lets us know that every day include in your prayer point wisdom. Wisdom. And the second line of thought, which I'll only be introducing because our time is gone, then next Sunday or so, we will continue with this topic. There is a reason why the Lord in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13. There's a reason why he made that statement. Verse 12.
Wherefore?
Verse 12. Listen, it's verse 12. Listen very well.
Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall.
Again.
Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall.
It's very important you catch this admonishment I want to give us. I have a reason for this. The first admonishment I gave earlier as the service started, I have a reason for it. It's to clear your mind and so that you have a pure mind towards everybody. It affects brotherly fellowship. It affects brotherly love. To judge people before you find out the truth. So that we can remain true brethren. Apostle Paul said, let brotherly love continue. How can it continue when we presume, we hear, we misjudge one another? And we say that itself is a gate of hell. It breaks the fabric of fellowship. I want, if you call me brother, let me be a brother indeed. If I call you my sister, be my sister indeed. Stop presuming. Confirm before you conclude. Stop presuming. That you see a brother always with a sister standing together does not mean they are fornicating. Make sure you confirm first, and don't use, because you're seeing them together, confirm what somebody else is telling you, that they are always fornicating. Hey, that's why I'm always seeing them together. You may be presuming. A brother and a sister can be friends. It's an English word they call platonic relationship. There are some men that their best friends, closest friends, are females. And there are some females that like to confide more on males. They feel more confident. Their best friends are males. They share idea. They share. That doesn't mean they are having immoral relationships. So let that guide you. There's something witches do. If you offend one witch, it will carry you to other witches. And they will gang up and fight you. They don't want to hear why that person fought you. The thing is, why did you fight our member? And if you have that type of spirit, where anybody that comes, they engage you to join them to fight somebody, you're a witch. It's a witchcraft spirit. A Christian, when you hear it, you want to bring peace between them. Not to join to fight. That is why that admonishment is important. So our prayer point every day is wisdom, wisdom, wisdom. Now the Bible says, he who thinks he stands, and that is Christian stand. Apostle Paul said, examine yourself if you be in the faith. You see, now there is one fact, one revelation you must know that will guide you in your Christian journey. I'm saying this thing very passionately because when I look at the scripture and consider and meditate the scripture that says many are called, few are chosen. And I look at the journey from Egypt to the promised land. According to history, almost 2 million people left Egypt. But of the generation that left Egypt on their way to the promised land, only two. Only two made it to the promised land. Not even their leader Moses made it. The rest that made it are people who were born during the 40 years journey. But those who left Egypt, that saw the pillar of fire, the pillar of this, that rejoiced, they saw what happened in the Red Sea. They saw what happened. That generation in that revival that they were going, they did not make it to the promised land. And it is that story in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 that he ended it up by saying, wherefore, let him that thinks he stand take heed lest he fall. And I don't know how you study the Bible, but I study the Bible not to have head knowledge. I study the Bible to know how to walk with God. Now in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 45 is our text. Matthew chapter 24 and verse 45.
Who then is a faithful and wise servant?
Listen very well.
Whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household.
Now, okay, listen, and let me read it. Who then is a faithful and wise servant? And I am a servant of God. So you see, I'm a servant of God. So now God is telling me, you know, how to identify what will qualify me that when I come before him, well done, thou faithful servant. This is what will qualify me. So this scripture, this particular one, is for me. Whom his Lord had made ruler over his household. I am the pastor of this church. Therefore, I'm the ruler over God's household here. Now, to do what? To give them meat in due season. Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. I end here for now. Listen. And my sermon topic is meat in due season. Now, listen, church. There are two keywords there. Meat and season. We need to know the meaning of meat and all we look at when we say meat is we're looking at food. But the meaning of that statement goes beyond food. It goes beyond what you will eat. I say it goes beyond it. So what is a season? I try to get at the meaning of season. Season is each of the four divisions of the year. In this part of the world, we have only two seasons. But generally, we have spring, summer, autumn, and winter. And these seasons, these divisions, are marked by particular weather patterns. The weather patterns and daylight hours resulting from the earth changing position with regard to the sun. So when the earth changes position in a movement, in relationship with the sun, it causes a season to arise. from season to season. And so far in a year, you have 4 seasons. And God, the Bible tells us in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1.
To everything there is a season.
To everything that God has made, there is a season.
And a time to every purpose under the heaven.
And there is a time for every purpose. Every purpose under heaven. That is why in Genesis chapter 8 and verse 22. After the destruction of the earth. What did he say?
While the earth remaineth.
While this earth will remain.
Seed time and harvest.
Seed time and harvest time.
And cold and heat. And summer and winter. And day and night shall not cease.
So there is a time for everything. Arranged himself. Arranged by God himself. Now, concerning our salvation. Listen very well. God works by a pre-planned program. God works by a pre-planned agenda. He has already arranged it from beginning to the end. He has time for his program for our salvation. The timing for the program of our salvation is called seasons. God's own seasons. And what God is doing during this season is called meat. So that you'll understand John chapter 4 from verse 28. Listen to what the Lord Jesus was saying there. John chapter 4 from verse 28. Yes.
The woman then left her water pot.
That is the woman at the well. Listen.
And went away into the city and said to the men, come, see a man which hath told me all things that I ever did. Is not this the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came unto him. In the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat.
Master, that is why I say, listen to this now. That is why I say that this meat goes beyond food, physical food to eat. Go ahead.
But he said unto them, In the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat.
But they brought food for him to eat.
But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that ye know not.
There is one meat for me to eat that you don't know anything about. Go on.
Therefore said the disciples one to another, hath any man brought him all to eat? Jesus said unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me.
Again.
My meat is to do the will of him that sent me.
Again.
My meat is to do the will,
The will of him that sent me and to finish his work is his meat. So if there is meat in due season, there is God's expectation, God's work for every season. That is his meat. In John chapter 6 and verse 26. John chapter 6. And verse 26.
Jesus answered them and said,
now listen very well, because this is very important. Go ahead.
Verily, verily, I say unto you,
yes,
ye seek me, not because ye saw the miracles.
You are looking for Jesus. It's not because you saw the miracle, but what?
But because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perisheth.
Listen, verse 26 again.
Jesus answered them and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me, not because ye saw the miracles.
But what?
But because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled.
And let me tell you, that is the condition. Generally, this is the estate of the Christian faith today. All you know concerning Jesus is answer my prayer, answer my prayer, answer my prayer. All that generality of Christendom today is answer my prayer, answer my prayer, my prayer, my prayer, my prayer, my prayer. All manner of ministries today The ministries that you have crowd following, apart from these motivational prosperity speakers, the next one that has crowd are prayer ministries. When it comes to Bible study, see the number of people, the attention that people, even in this church. Do you know that our annual program for family deliverance has more attendance than the program for the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Last year, baptism of the Holy Ghost had, family deliverance. No car parked out there in the car park because of overflow in April. But when we came to June, it was only the auditorium that was filled. Where are the rest? Prayer. Now, what is it? It's a function of your understanding of the times and the seasons. Listen, church. What we want to know is deep. See? Amen. What we want to know is deep. When we say we are in the end time, it simply means it began somewhere. We're talking of a program. We say it began somewhere, it is now ending. It is not just time as it is 6 o'clock in the evening. We start, it's time to sleep. It is the last item in an agenda. It is the last item in an agenda. I want to look forward to a group of people who will come and say, I want to know you. I don't want to be left behind. The Jews thought they were special children of God. But scripture was fulfilling before them a season, and they didn't even know. Let me use that as an example. Now there's a prophecy in Isaiah 61 that we have made reference to several times. Verse 1 and verse 2.
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me.
Listen.
Because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek.
This one is Isaiah was just prophesying, speaking. He was just prophesying. It was the Spirit of God that was speaking through him. He himself didn't understand what he was saying. But it was penned down. Again.
The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound.
Verse 2.
To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
1.
And the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn.
Now there are two things there. Screen that verse 2 again. There are two things. To do what?
To proclaim the acceptable.
The Spirit of the Lord was upon him to do what?
To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.
And the day of vengeance of our God.
Now, each of these are two different periods and they are two seasons. Now, watch it. And two seasons, they don't come at the same time. It comes one after the other. And now maybe you heard Isaiah saying you think that it is Isaiah's ministry. It's not Isaiah's ministry. It was a prophecy. We didn't know until we come to Luke chapter 4, verse 14.
And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. And there went out a fame of him throughout the region round about. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up.
Listen very well.
And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day.
He went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day.
And stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah.
They opened the book of Isaiah.
And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written.
Now, where he found was Isaiah 61.
The The Spirit of the Lord.
And he began to read Isaiah, began to read Isaiah 61 from verse 1.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Yes.
Because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor.
Uh-huh.
He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted,
uh-huh.
to preach deliverance to the captives,
uh-huh.
and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 19.
Now, verse 19 is verse 2 of Isaiah 61.
To preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
But verse 2 of Isaiah 61, what does it say?
To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord,
uh-huh.
and the day of vengeance of our God.
Now, but verse 19 of Luke chapter 4.
To preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
Next verse.
And he closed the book.
He did not finish. He did not read the second part and the day of vengeance in verse 2 of Isaiah 61. He only read the first one and he closed the book. And he gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fasting on him. Verse 21.
And he began to say unto them.
What did he say?
This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears.
This day is the one that he read. Is now fulfilled. Because that was the season for the fulfillment of that one. The day of vengeance is still coming. And when that day will come, he will carry the book again and complete that statement. And say, this day, the day of vengeance, this scripture is fulfilled. That is the season we're talking about. Brethren, this season is God's own agenda. When the Bible says, read it, Romans chapter 1, 16 and verse 17. Listen.
For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ.
Uh-huh.
For it is the power of God unto salvation
uh-huh.
to everyone that believeth.
Uh-huh.
To the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith.
From what?
Faith to faith.
From faith to faith. From faith to faith. From faith to faith. From program to program. From program to program. As it is written in Proverbs 4 verse 18, as written there, Proverbs chapter 4, the path of the just.
The path of the just is
what?
A shining light.
Is as a shining light
that shineth more and more unto the perfect
to faith, brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. God's program that started from immediately man fell in the Garden of Eden. Everything you see in the Bible is a program. The fulfillment of a program. And there is time for everything. And the problem with man is that when God is fulfilling a program or another season has been ushered in, hallelujah, the problem with religious people is that they are not able to identify it. Why? Because they are overconsumed with the last season. They are not able, oh glory be to God, hallelujah, they are not able to see that we are now in a new season. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 1, 2, 3. Matthew chapter 16.
The Pharisees also with the Sadducees came.
Uh-huh.
And tempting, desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven.
Now listen to his reply.
He answered and said unto them, when it is evening, ye say it will be fair weather.
You can, you know geography, you know meteorology. Uh-huh.
For the sky is red, and in the morning it will be foul weather today.
Uh-huh.
For the sky is red and lowering. O ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky. But can ye not discern the signs?
The signs of the time, that is, you cannot know season of God's program. And you are Pharisees. And you are Sadducees. Brethren, the gospel is more than healing and deliverance.
Amen.
Brethren, The gospel is more than prophecy.
Amen.
Can I tell you something? There is nothing in the prophetic that has salvation virtue in it. It is for our edification. It's for us to enjoy the Christian faith. But prophecy will not reveal to you the season that we are in. And that is why he said, who is that faithful servant that the Lord has made ruler over his household to give what?
To give them their portion of meat in due season.
Their meat, their portion. Because there is a portion you have for every season. And the true fivefold ministry is to be able to receive this meat and share it among the people to also eat. Listen, it is not revelation. It is not Godhead revelation. Brethren, you cannot correct water baptism and you may not know the season that we are in. Because the season, the meat for the season is there are expectations from us. It is the service of the Lord. Which work are you doing now? Which ministry are you into now? It's not just head knowledge. Head knowledge is to produce an action from you. So that when you see us hammering love, 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 then you understand why a true father is interested to make sure that his children love each other. There is benefit in it. So that you know what the pressure in my spirit, the burden that is on me with the type of church that I desire this ministry should be. My wife is aware of what I'm saying, and I had to share it some time ago. Some years back, I was even before this place was demolished. Oh, a crowd of people were coming here. But I observed that they were not interested in Bible study. They were just interested in gift, 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 until they were even impersonating it. They were doing, some of them were doing RNG, and everybody was just gift, gift, everybody. And it not just gift, a particular gift is prophetic. Anyone with small see vision, small, you don't arrange it here after service, they see vision. And all they were interested in is travel to villages and be doing deliverance, large deliverance, large deliverance. Let's face it. Is this what God expects of us now as ministers? To be traveling from village to village among unbelievers to destroy shrine? If a shrine is destroyed, are their souls saved? And somebody will boast, that is my ministry. In this hour, it is evidence that you don't know the season that we are in. Praise the Lord. When the Bible tells us, oh, glory be to God. Listen, church. It said, how the gospel will travel, the coming of the Lord. And he ended in verse 28 of Matthew 24.
For wheresoever the carcass is.
He said, wheresoever the carcass is.
There will the eagles be gathered together.
Now, that means the carcass is not in one place. The carcass moves. And there are two types of carcasses. And there are two symbolic birds that go after. Each one belongs to one. There are two birds, a vulture and an eagle. A vulture eats the food that is already rotten. But the eagle, it's fresh meat, fresh kill. It is two types of people in the church. The food that eagle don't chop finish is now moving to the one for the day. Hallelujah. He's the one that vultures will gather. Brethren, watch what the denominations are measuring in. And I will show you in the scripture where they belong. It is vulture food. And I'll tell you why it is vulture food. It's in the Bible. Because what they are holding on to was the food for yesterday. There is the food for today. It's in the Bible. And when we come, next time we shall continue. I will show you. God bless you. God bless you. Praise the Lord. What we are doing here now, we are giving you the food for this season. We shall identify the seasons. William Branham mentioned the seasons. It is there in the Bible. Jesus Christ himself mentioned the season. And in the law, there was a type for these seasons. And then you will see who Jesus is. And we see what is expected of us in this season. So that you will not miss the rapture. So that you will know why they call them foolish virgins and wise virgins. Why we say they are vultures. They are foolish virgins. And why you are wise. The bride of Jesus Christ. Why we say we are of the Issachar anointing. Praise the Lord. 1 Chronicles chapter 12 and verse 32. Set a tribe out of all the 12 tribes. The tribe of Issachar. What did he say? Hallelujah. They are a tribe that knew what? Oh, let's read it now. Praise the Lord. 1 Chronicles chapter 12. Hallelujah. I think it's verse 32. Read it for me, man of God.
But of the children and of the children of Issachar.
Listen, Issachar is one of the 12 sons of Jacob, correct? It's a tribe. Uh-huh. But the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times. Are they here today? Are they here today? Now, see their meat. To know what Israel ought to do. Emphasis to do. What to do. They were the ones that knew. They understood the times. And for every time, there is God's expectation for that time. And there was a tribe that had that ability. And that anointing is the anointing called the bride's anointing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You can't say you're a member of the bride and you don't show this difference. And one of the senior officers there in the east there, in the battlefield there, an army officer, an army commander, an army colonel that got me on phone during the week. I'm so excited. And told me how he came across the ministry on the television. All of you sponsoring Bright TV. You are seeing the effort. Hallelujah. It's an army colonel. And he's a commander there. He said, in fact, he's just waiting for when he will see me face to face. He said that the first time he came, he said, what? How can somebody be so bold to stand before the whole world answering questions from Italy, from Holland, from America, from Zamfara, from Akwa Ibom, from Portugal? He said, I've been arranged. And with time, he came to believe this message. It says, I'm sure he's listening to me now. Hallelujah. Let me not call your name, but you're listening to me. Amen. Now, what is it? And yet, I didn't go to a Bible college. I didn't go to school of theology. It is the anointing for this season. It's the anointing for this season. Can we stand up? Open my eyes that I may see. It's our prayer.
Glimpses of truth.
thou hast for me.